Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and today we come to Romans chapter 5. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Now, we've just read Romans 5, verses 1 through 2. And it starts off by saying, therefore, that is to say, having determined that a man is justified by faith in what God and his Son, Jesus Christ, accomplished in his death, burial, and resurrection, therefore, since we believe that fact, we are justified. Faith is always based on the facts of the Word of God. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Notice that it is something that we possess and have now. We have peace with God. Now, people today use the phrase, he made his peace with God. Did you ever hear that before? But we never make peace with God. God made peace with us through the blood of the cross. Peace means no war. God is not at war with us. Imagine the calmest, beautiful scene you can think of, and that may give you an idea of what I'm talking about when we say peace here. This peace is through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is, his person and his work. The peace we have with God is based on the perfection of Christ and the value of his work. But justification is just the first step. God wants more than just declaring us righteous. He wants us in his presence, and that's why we read, by whom also we have access. What do we have access to? It says here, this grace in which we stand. We stand in grace. This assumes that we are still insufficient in ourselves. So stop crying over your failures. Recognize that you stand in grace. Peter, in his letter, chapter 5 of 1 Peter, talks about the grace in which the Jewish believers stood. Here we have the grace in which we, members of the body of Christ, stand. It is all of grace for everyone at all times, but there are measures of grace. The Apostle Paul talks about grace more than any other writer in the Bible. Paul in Ephesians talks about the exceeding riches of his grace. So we stand in grace, and to us Gentiles were shown exceeding riches of God's grace. Regardless of how we live, we stand in grace, and knowing this will make you want to please your Heavenly Father. Notice also the access we have is with boldness and confidence. In Ephesians 2:18, we read this, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. In Ephesians 3:12, we read, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. In the Old Testament, the high priest can only go in once a year into the Holy of Holies, and that only in the fear of death. Imagine telling the high priest Aaron that one day dirty dog Gentiles like you and me would be allowed into God's presence and we would be able to go into his presence with confidence and boldness. That is great news. And not only that, but we also rejoice in hope of the glory of God. The word rejoice here means to boast or to brag. We brag about the coming glory. In Romans 3, we fell short of God's glory. Now we boast in it. This glory takes us to the future resurrection when we will be forever with the Lord in our resurrection bodies. So to sum up, in Romans 5, verses 1 through 2, we can look back to the past. We are justified. And there is now no way we can lose this justification because we presently stand in grace, and now we are waiting for the future glory. We are waiting for God's Son from heaven, and this is our blessed hope. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.